91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College.
Where great music lives.
Oh, That was Passing the Time from Cream from Wheels of Fire. And we heard Lovin' Your Lovin' to start the set off from Eric Clapton from the soundtrack to Wayne's World. That song, you'd have to ask Jerry Lynn Williams what that song's really about, because he wrote it. And it's confusing to me because it's the title and the chorus sound like a love song. And then there are other lyrics that sound like the opposite. I don't know. But based on the title and some of the nicer lyrics, that's your Judy moment for the week. So we talked about it and we decided it would be good. Let's do it, okay? And Passing the Time, that was recorded probably in late 67. That album was for the studio LP on that album was for the most part recorded in New York City whenever Cream was in the United States, which they were in and out several times in 1967. So which brings us to another topic altogether. We're going to ask the question of the week. First of all, this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton, and I'm your host, Gary Ault. And the question of the week, it's, you know, we've been thinking about B.B. King for the last week or two because he's quite ill. He's in hospice. Of course, there's all kinds of controversy over his estate and stuff, but we're just concerned about the man. He's in hospice, which basically means that, you know, he's not well and not expected to get better. So we're obviously, you know, have him in our thoughts. And so we played a few things from BB last week, and we're gonna play something later. But the question has to do with him and Eric Clapton. The question is, and if you know the answer, by the way, dial 908-852-4545. And if you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will get a gift certificate. Well, actually, I'm not sure what you're going to get. All I can tell you is that it has something to do with Villa Milagro in Villa Milagro Vineyards in Finesville, New Jersey. I'm not sure what the actual giveaway is yet. It might be a wine tasting for free for a couple of people. It might be a tour of the vineyard. I'm not really sure, but we'll find out before the night is out, and that's what you're going to get. So hopefully you're accessible to Finesville, New Jersey, and it's a beautiful, beautiful place. So the question, yeah, is about B.B. King and Eric Clapton. When and where did they first meet and play together? It was on the same occasion. And just give us the year, because it's not 100% clear what the actual month or day were. So the year and the place where, and not just a city or a state, but, you know, the actual, or a shire in England or anything like that, the actual venue where they met. So that's the question. Where did Eric Clapton and B.B. King first meet and play together? And of course, it would be a venue. And it's 908-852-4545. Now we're going to continue on with some Derek and the Dominoes. It was only released fairly recently. as it fades out and segues into Crossroads. That was Derek and the Dominoes from the album In Concert, which was re-released in 1993, it looks like. Or it was either that or 96, I'm not really sure. But with a couple of additional tracks, Little Wing and Crossroads, and that was Little Wing from Derek and the Dominoes In Concert. This is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and we do have a correct answer to the question of the week already. But I'll tell you that the question has to do with B.B. King, because we're really thinking about him a lot this last week or two. When and where did Eric and B.B. first meet and play together? We already have the answer. We'll tell you about it later. So right now we're going to take a break, and then we're going to do the Eric influence.
Join us for Contours, WNTI's Issues and Arts radio magazine. Each week, the Contour staff brings our listeners stories about what's happening in the WNTI listening area, science reports, food segments, and interviews with performers and authors. Tune in Sundays at 9 a.m. and find out the scoop. Contours, Sunday mornings right here on 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College.
The Bourbon Street Blues Festival, Saturday, May 16th at the Lebanon Township Memorial Park in Lebanon Township, New Jersey. The festival runs from 11:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. with gates opening at 11, featuring performances by the Alexis P. Souter Band, Ed Palermo Big Band, Mulebone, and Paul Butterfield Tribute. Tickets and information available online at bourbonstreetbluesfest.com.
Like any long-distance runner, smart business people know the importance of careful planning, coaching, and a good strategy for getting to the finish line of a successful year. Businesses who underwrite on WNTI work with professionals who help plan and strategize the best way to reach public radio listeners. So don't wait to start your sponsor training. Call 908-979-4355 extension 1 today.
And here at 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton, it's time for the Eric influence. We do this most weeks. It's very, very well known that Eric had a tremendous influence on the world of guitar, especially blues and rock, more than anyone else, perhaps with the exception of Jimi Hendrix, who had an influence in different ways. But, I mean, virtually anybody you care to name was influenced by Eric. Anybody that played in guitar in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and even beyond that. And the one we picked this week is Joe Walsh. They were more or less contemporaries, but Joe came along a little bit later. I guess you'd say towards the end of Cream. Just very briefly, this isn't going to take a real long time. We're going to read something from an interview in Guitar World when Joe was asked about his influences. Walsh's heavy sustain and nasty slide work may have seemed groundbreaking, but were actually just a natural progression. And he said, "I'm a third generation blues studier, and that's why I sound like I do. I studied the blues through white English guys like Eric Clapton," and later on he mentioned Peter Green and Mick Taylor. So he made a study of it, and that certainly influenced his playing, which shows up now and then. He's known as sort of a comedian, but also the guitarist with the James Gang, which had a lot of blues influence, and of course the Eagles. We're going to play a live version of a well-known song, Walk Away.
Oh, baby clown. Won't tell nothing but tear a good man reputation down. Stop breaking down. Please stop breaking down. Stuff I got a brush and bring down, baby.
WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org.
The ladies, they glide through the ballrooms, they ride with the young men hard at their heels. They know how to tease, they know how to please, but you're the only one who knows how love feels. Would you dance with a friend, for until this war ends, there's no more time? Would you take this next waltz? Would you hold me so close just one more time? As the orchestra plays, I watch you amazed at the grace of your step and your poise. It grieves me inside to know I'll soon ride and leave you lost in the laughter and noise. Would you dance war ends, there's no more time? Would you take this next waltz? Would you hold me so close just one more time?
Your regiment is leaving Georgia. You must join them right away. Your orders are to ride to Centerville and engage without delay. But before you turn your back on me, before you finally go, there are some things that I must give to you, some things that you should know. I'll send a Kentucky racehorse with a rider and a prayer. Speaking my words of love to you, so you'll know that I still care. I'd pay a king's ransom, and I'd live on cornbread too, just to keep your precious smile alive, and to live my life with you. For the time you'll be away from me, the days that lie, dear heart, please keep the memory we share like we share my bed. Although I won't have your helping hand or keep your sweet company, darling, when we fight in this war, please think a little bit about me. I'll send a Kentucky racehorse with a rider and a prayer to speed my words of love to you, so you know that I still care.
Your carriage awaits with his horses at the gates to take you home to your mansion so grand, where in comfort you'll stay, safe from the fray, till I return to ask for your hand. Would you dance with a friend, for until this war ends, there's no more time? Would you take this next waltz, would you hold me so close, just one more time? You dance with a friend, for until this war ends, there's no more time. When you take this next waltz, would you hold me so close, just one more time?
And that was The Last Dance and the Kentucky Racehorse, which is from an album called White Mansions, which is basically a sort of a musical story of the Civil War told from the perspective of the Greycoats, people from the South. And that included Eric Clapton, Derek Domino Clapton, Eric Clapton on dobro. And Matthew and Polly singing. So that was Jesse Coulter and John Dillon singing. Also on that album are Waylon Jennings and Steve Cash. We started that set off with Walk Away from Joe Walsh from the live album. You can't argue with a sick mind, can you? Minus the can you part. I just threw that in. And that was the Eric influence. And then we heard Eric himself with Stop Breaking Down Blues from the album Me and Mr. Johnson, which is kind of a follow-up to the Sessions. No, I'm sorry. That's from the Me and Mr. Johnson album. Yes. The follow-up was Sessions for Robert J. That came later. And then we heard Shootout from a soundtrack to a BBC TV show called Edge of Darkness, and that was Eric Clapton and Michael Kamen. This is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And this is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And I'm your host, Gary Alt. We're going to take a break and come back with some more music.
Every artist's work is in some way inspired by their personal experience. Hear what a range of musicians have to say about how their life and the world around them has inspired their songs. I'm David Dye. Dig a little deeper into the music on Conversations from the World Cafe.
Saturday mornings at 6 on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Village Family Clinic, located on Route 517 in Alamuchi, New Jersey. Multi-specialty office offering physical therapy, chiropractic, acupuncture, medical pain management, cold laser, spinal decompression, DOT physicals, and much more. More information available by phone 908-813-8200 or online at HackettstownFamilyClinic.com.
Sweet Jane's Roadhouse, located on Main Street in Johnsonburg, open 4 p.m. to closing on Fridays. Sweet Jane's offers a menu featuring tapas, craft beers, and a wine list. Sweet Jane's also offers live entertainment, holiday gift baskets, baked goods, and on-premises catering. Information available at sweetjanesroadhouse.com or by phone 908-813-8404.
Other fellas, use what you got and it will turn on, fella. Hey now,
use what you got.
If you are rich or if you are poor, come on,
use what you got.
Get your face off the floor. Stop getting jealous of the other fellas. Use what you got and it will turn on, fella. Hey. Sing this verse. You say you're down, just think it could be worse.
Use what you got.
Hey, hey. You're richer if you are poor. Come on.
Use what you got.
You're bound to get some more. Take heed as I sing this verse. You say you're down, just think it could be worse. Can win, don't let nobody get you. Come on,
use what you got.
Hey, hey, some don't have as much as you. Come on,
use.
that's why I have these midnight hour blues.
Yeah, it was Eric Clapton. Yes. There we go. There we go. That was Eric Clapton with Midnight Hour Blues, which was a bonus track from the album simply titled Clapton, and that was available if you bought the album from Amazon as an MP3 only, I believe. And we heard Use What You Got from Billy Preston before that, from the album Encouraging Words, and that, of course, had Eric Clapton on guitar. A whole bunch of people, George Harrison mainly being responsible for that. And that's around the time that Billy played with the Beatles and put out that album, Use What You Got, as well as... Oh, the album, I'm sorry, is Encouraging Words. The song is Use What You Got. And he also put out the album, That's the Way God Planned It, which also had Eric on it. We'll play that in the future. But now it's time to talk about the question of the week. And the question had to do with B.B. King and Eric Clapton. And the question was, where and when did they meet? And we just really wanted the year, because it's not real, it's kind of hard to figure out exactly when it was. But it was at the Cafe Agogo in New York City in Greenwich Village, and it was in 1967, perhaps in October. It's kind of hard to say. That's why I played Passing the Time when we opened the show, because it was around that time that Cream was in the United States for about the third or so time that year. They played just sort of, a week at a time at a place in New York City, and then went back home, and then they did it again later in the year. And then they finally launched the tour that really kind of broke the whole thing open for them. Started way out in the West Coast at the Fillmore, and came all the way up here and even to Canada and back. And so Al Kooper, who had recently become a friend of Eric's, took him to the Cafe Agogo in Greenwich Village to see his new band, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And B.B. King happened to be in the audience. And it was either that night or the next night, and this is why it's not really clear when all this happened, because Eric says, like, on another night this happened. Anyway, B.B. King came up and jammed with Eric and others. And so there's no recording of that, at least not a released recording, but we are going to play something from B.B. King with Eric Clapton from his album 80. We'll play The Thrill Is Gone. Oh, I'm sorry. No, this is not from that album. This is from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This is the induction of Buddy Guy into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the song Let Me Love You, Baby. And it features, Buddy Guy, of course, but also B.B. King and Eric Clapton. And but before we play it, we have to tell you that Anne from Sparta is the one that won the gift certificate that we talked about earlier today. So anyway, we're going to play this song, and this specifically goes out to Estella in Blairstown, because she's on her way to Florida. Down to Seaside Heights, I think she said, for a special occasion. So we're going to play for her, Let Me Love You, Baby.
play a little song. I got to talk a little bit now. Ladies and gentlemen, between these two guys, I might play this all night. I don't feel like I should stop. I should give you all I own just for a little bit of your love. I give you all I own just for a little bit of your love. Since I met you, baby, that's all I've been living for. I say, B.B. King, man, play that thing for me. I say, Eric Clapton, man, won't you hit a sweet note for me? I could play it all night, and I would stand right here and be so happy.
Well, what you want? Like a willow tree. I said, when my baby walks, she shakes like a willow tree. She's the kind of lady I know can make a fool out of me.
Yeah, that was Buddy Guy, B.B. King, and Eric Clapton, recorded live at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony from an album called Volume 8, 2004-2005. And that's Eric singing in the background. We'll turn him up in a minute. But we just want to tell you that following this is E-Town. This is going to be a killer show. It's from Red Rocks, and it includes Emmylou Harris, Steve Martin, and Arlo Guthrie at Red Rocks. Really, really cool. And then if you're an animal lover, especially a dog lover, you will have to listen to the Achievement Award to Teresa Strader, who does something very special. Following that, we'll hear from Matt with Knife Edge, and then Keller Cellar to bring the morning home from Keller Williams. Have a good evening, and we'll see you next week.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.
Val Rift Productions, presenting the